very well educated with private tutors. Did the
I thought it was wonderful they could have them come to the home like that and teach them.
And most of that took place here in Pickens.
No, it started down there. You see, the only the two little ones were not in school, not school age, I mean. So that was four that had a very good start down there.
Did you by chance?
And met the teachers.
Who were they?
One was from Central, Dr. Shirley. Do you remember Dr. Shirley's wife? Did you know her?
No, I didn't.
Well, her sister was one of the main teachers. They were all raised there, you know, at Central Wesleyan College. They were beautiful people, all such fine. And I remember them coming to visit the boxes after I was in the family.
Central Wesleyan College seems to have been very important in the educational life of that area.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Wesleyan Methodist college. Do you know if your father-in-law's family was involved in all at the Wesleyan Methodist Church?
I'm not sure.
Did you ever go to that old church in Calhoun, or just to see the building?
Mm-hmm.
What was it like?
It was more, I thought it was an old schoolhouse, and they use it for the schoolhouse, too.
It was initially the schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm. Just an ordinary, well, of course, it looked better than a barn, but it wasn't like, you know, finished like a church.
Brick or wood?
Mm-hmm.
And a fairly simple building.
Mm-hmm. Very simple.
When your father-in-law moved to Pickens, you said he had already met his wife.
Mm-hmm. He met her at Pickens Academy and I suppose came to see her after that, after they finished school.
Well, tell me about her family, the Loopers. They apparently were fairly influential in the Pickens area.
Well, he was jolly. My husband loved him to death. And she was a tiny little thing, Martha. That was Ms. Boggs' mother. She was Martha Malden. And
Sally Looper's mother.
Mm-hmm. And they had several children. She was his third wife. And she was very young, and she was always pampered, and she didn't work hard like everybody else seems to have done. She lived in a more luxurious life. But then later on, she was raised to do everything and knew how to do when she had to. And then when they were old, they moved to town in Pickens with Mr. and Ms. Barnes.
And where did they all live?
Where they lived then?
In Pickens.
They lived in the Hollinsworth house then.
Where is that located?
Well, it's torn down now. It's where, it's on Main Street. The house has been torn down, but I have a picture of it. And I remember it. It's just been torn down late years.
Now, between the two generations and presumably children of the third generation, was it a large house?
Mm-hmm. And I remember they told me that they kept Ms. Hollinsworth a lot. I guess she didn't want to go wherever the children were all grown and gone then. And she liked to stay in that house. She stayed with them quite a while they lived there.
What were their connections with Mrs. Hollinsworth?
Well, they owned the house, and see, they had to find a place to live when they came to Pickens. And they bought a house just like a stepping stone till they could build or get one that they wanted, and then they bought the old Lawrence house.
I understand that your mother-in-law also ran it as a boarding house.
She didn't really have a boarding house, but she it was next to it.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody came to town and wanted a place to stay, they'd say, why don't you go ask Ms. Barnes?
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't like it a bit, but she'd take them. But she just made everybody feel welcome, and she'd keep lots of people. But she didn't run it for the public or have that going on all the time. But she'd take people like Jane's grandmother had several sisters. She'd keep them so they could work or go to school in town. Children from Calhoun and Clemson came up and stayed with them. All the family children stayed with them and went to school. See, they didn't have a high school everywhere then.
I understand that some of Mary Alice Cochran's children came up here to school. Did they stay with her?
Mm-hmm. It was always full of somebody. It had about 19 rooms, I think.
But that was separate
from
the house.
But now that wasn't the original house. That was added to.
And she provided meals for all these people?
Everybody was welcome.
Plus all the people her husband brought home.
Yes.
So it must have been a very busy house.
I remember that. Yes, it was. The music teacher would always come at lunchtime. And they, of course, they'd ask to stay. It was just bubbling over all, most of the time.
Did all of their daughters take music lessons?
Everybody in the family except my husband.
The boys?
The boy was very, oh, he was quite a musician. Those boys.
But your husband did not take music lessons.
When I was given this antique piano, he sat down and played some little ditty on it. I just laughed. He showed us what he could do.
Well, even after your husband's father and mother moved up here, they seemed to do a lot of visiting back and forth with their family in Calhoun.
Oh, yes, and he said it was the happiest times. They'd load up that, they didn't call it a buggy, it was a double. What do you call it? Double-seated. And he said it was the happiest time to get ready and go down there, and then the load of stuff they'd have to bring back. And they'd have to stay. It was a trip.
It must have taken a long time by buggy to get to Calhoun.
And they loved everybody down there.
Who did they stay with? His parents?
Some, and I guess with any of the relatives. I don't remember in particular.
They had plenty they could choose among. When did your father-in-law's first get an automobile?
I don't remember like he does. He had a marvelous memory. He could give you the dates of everything. Just amazing. And he didn't forget. But I cannot contain it. I can remember it happening and all that. But the first automobile was a Franklin, I think. And my husband went to, that was after I married.
When did you and your husband marry?
1919.
Do you remember when you first went to Calhoun?
Well, right away.
What struck you?
It was in the fall of, it must have been just September or October, I went right to Calhoun.
Seeing the town for the first time, what struck you about it?
About Calhoun,
mm-hmm.
I just thought it was the friendliest, heavenly, just a heavenly place because they were all, they showed so much affection and devotion, and they were always so happy to have us and invite us to everything. And they were just so comfortable to be with. They were just lovely people, all of them, the friends and ones that were not related. I loved every one of them.
What did the town itself look like?
Well, the store and the post office, and Aunt Myra's house, of course, there on the near the railroad. And
did the town look new? Did it look old? Was it nicely kept up?
Just mixed. Yes, it was very nicely kept up.
Did it look like a prosperous town?
It looked like they must have just really wanted it. It was very small, of course, and spread out, just that little area in there where the stores were and the houses were closer, but now see Uncle Hal's was a distance, and then the other direction, it was very attractive. I thought it was beautiful because I loved it and loved the people.
Of course, if you're talking about Hal Boggs's house, it was a huge two-story building.
And then further over where Aunt Alice lived, that was such an attractive place.
Beautiful homemade brick home.
And they invited us and included us with every family get-together, and that meant so much to A.J. He just treasured that.
Were there poorer sections of Calhoun?
I don't remember. If there were any that didn't seem to have as much worldly goods, everybody was so good to them.
No places that looked just like shacks or dumps or anything like that?
I don't remember.
Well, aside from...
And your place, you see, was the Smith place was such a big place up to the other... That was a pretty good-sized little town, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Let me ask you about the Smith House location. Have you ever heard anything about its earlier history? That lot once belonged to Mattie Hester, who I take it was related to your mother-in-law.
Yes, I knew her.
And apparently they had the first house built on that lot.
I didn't know they ever lived there. I had forgotten it if I did.
I don't know that they lived there.
Oh.
But the Pickens newspaper of about 1892 or 3 says they put up a 13-room house, which suggests that they were probably running it or had it operated as a hotel.
I don't recall.
Were there any other Looper connections in Calhoun? I think Mattie Hester had been a Looper. And were there any others? Well, who were some of your favorite people outside of your relatives in Calhoun?
Louis Smith, your grandmother.
Oh, well,
she was a doll. She just bubbled with joy and happiness. She was just the sweetest thing. It's always made you feel so good. And her sister was not quite like her. She was lovely. Do you remember her?
Which sister are you talking about?
She married a preacher from the West Wing.
Ella.
Ella.
Yes.
She was lovely. I've been to their home. I went to their golden wedding at Zellers. But I always thought your grandmother's name was so beautiful. Did they say Louisa or Louise?
Well, she most often was called Louie, but her mm-hmm. name was Louisa.
Louisa. I love that. And she was just a wonderful person. I just loved her. Love to be with them.
Are there any other people in the town you especially remember?
Jack Prince.
Tell me about her.
She was an angel. Oh, she was adorable. And she had a little house down near the Vanderer house.
Did she live alone?
Well, her grandson and his wife lived there when I visited there a lot. And they had my children down for things at the college and all that.
Did you mean to stay with them?
Mm-hmm.
And of
to
course,
get to go to these things at Clemson.
And of course her grandchildren were boxes, so they were related.
Mm-hmm. And they had a beautiful home. Oh.
What types of things would they go to in the college?
The concerts and the glee club lectures and then parties too.
Were there things like that to do in Pickens?
Yes. Before I married, I remember there was something to do every night during Christmas holidays, the 2 weeks the children were home. But that didn't go on all the time. Just weekends.
In Pickens as well as
as Calhoun. But Calhoun, most of it would be over at the college.
I take it that at that time, about when you married in 1919, that from Calhoun to the college was pretty much a separated area.
Seemed like distance, too, and of course, not all those houses and buildings.
Do you remember if there was an underpass at the railroad when you first went there?
Mm-hmm.
There was then. What about the people, any of your family that you visited, Hal Boggs, Jane Prince, Mary Alice Cochran, any of these, did they have things like electricity or indoor plumbing or telephones at that time?
Not at first. The Boggses did when they first bought their home here.
In Pickens?
They put in 2 bathrooms and utilities in the kitchen. But there were only 2 houses that I could remember then. Well, they didn't any have plumbing. They had the first one. And then there were 2 or 3 others for a long time.
So people in Pickens had this long before those in Calhoun?
I think so.
Do you by any chance remember when any of the people in Calhoun got any of these services?
precious. It was a long time.
What about paved roads? Were there any of those in town in Calhoun?
Not at first. But that developed rapidly. There's always a good road to Clemson.
Apparently Calhoun was later getting these things because the college had facilities and provided mm-hmm. for the people around there, but Calhoun, being totally separate, had more difficulty.
Well, it wasn't really a little town to that would develop like that.
Do you remember anything about the railroad station or the people who ran it? I guess from here there was almost no way conveniently to go to Calhoun by train.
We'd take the children would come to visit us. They had never been on a train. And we'd go down to Eva's house and my oldest daughter would take the children, you know, on the train, just go to some.
A whole 10 miles or whatever it was.
But at least they got on the train.
Your mother-in-law had the large house where she kept people and fed them here. I wonder if you were ever in my grandmother's boarding house.
I was thinking of that this morning. I can't remember the inside of that house, but I remember the wonderful porch.
It would be interesting if you had been in to compare between your mother-in-law's house with borders here and the one there in Calhoun.
I don't remember going inside the house. You know, we lived on the porches.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that funny? I know I must have been in that house, but I don't remember that.
Well, when you went to Calhoun, obviously you were exceptionally well entertained. Were there any places to go out to eat?
Never thought of such a thing. Clemson, I remember one day before I married, A.J. and I went over to the college or something and took his mother by to visit. She wanted to get some things that the grandmother had, wanted to send them back to her children. And we didn't go in until we came back. And, oh, they just had a fit because we hadn't come back to eat with them. And we didn't let them know what a pitiful lunch we had.
But where did you eat?
At the YMCA, but it was a big day. A track meet was going in full force, and we waited too long. They just weren't fixed for the crowd. But we had a good time anyway.
Well, did any of the family, your husband's brothers or his uncles or any of the others, go to Clemson College?
His brother went.
What was his brother's name?
Oliver.
Did he graduate there?
He went on to the university. He didn't go there long. But he was a member of the Glee Club, and we'd go down to that every time they had any performance.
What types of performances did they have, the Glee Club?
The duets and quartets, and he played the violin mostly, and did wonderfully.
Were these held at the YMCA, or did they have other places on campus?
There was a large place in Tillman Hall then, large auditorium. Do they still have that?
That would have been their chapel. I think it's gone now. Would they charge admission to these activities, or were they free to the public?
I don't believe they charge then like they do now. We have to get season tickets to everything now.
And for the Glee Club, would they have only men in the performance, or would they have some women to join them also?
I don't remember seeing women with the Glee Club.
I gather that some of your father-in-law's sisters, as young ladies, were very popular with the college crowd.
It would have been the next generation, I think. Now, when Eva and Gracia were young, they had lots of company from them. And then he had cousins to go to Clemson. They all did well.
College seems to have played a very important role in the life of the people all around them. Mm-hmm. Did any of the Boggses work for the college or teach at the college?
My son did.
What did he do?
top chemistry. I think he helped the chemistry professor. And then he taught there afterwards and taught at Purdue, too.
What was your son's name?
The same as his father's, Aaron Jeremy. Jerry, we call him.
Do you remember when he first began teaching at Clemson?
No, I believe he coached ones in, like in the lab. And, he finished in 42, so it was before that. He was still in school when he,
One of the things that always struck me from my childhood about Clemson College and about Calhoun was the trees. So many beautiful trees. Did that strike you at the time? Or
especially up there at your grandmother's.
Did the trees around town seem old to you at the time you first were there, or is it only now that we see them as so old?
Well, they were old trees. I believe your grandmother's lot was the most beautiful, that and Uncle Hal's.
This is another reason to assume that there had to have been a house before my grandmother's house was built, because those trees, even when you first saw them, were large, mm-hmm. and had obviously been there for a good while.
Mm-hmm.
Eva Payne remembers
Did
a
she?
Fire taking place at the house on that lot, and apparently mm-hmm. the trees survived. And according to her, a couple by the name of
How
Jackson.
How could I find out about that?
About the house?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I know so far is that one reference I've seen in the Pickens newspaper, and I have yet to double-check about the fire, but when I know more, I'll be happy to let you know.
Thank you. Weren't you saddened about the fire at Fort Hill at the Calhoun Mansion? That was sickening for me.
Fortunately, it didn't do as much damage as you might fear, because you can go in now and you can see a little bit, but I think somebody who had not heard about the fire would hardly realize that it occurred. So
mm-hmm.
the house, given the potential for damage, came through very substantially unscathed. I have an old 1915 map of the town of Calhoun, so I'd like to ask you about a few people and see
goodness.
What you can tell me about it.
How wonderful.
And the name Bog shows all over it. Let me show it to you in just a minute, but I'll just go ahead and ask you for a few moments about some people. One of the names from that time is Colonel Doyle. Do you remember him?
Yes.
Tell me about him and his
The
wife.
Doyles. I knew, I can't think of her name. Ms. Doyle. He brought his bride there. Now, he was one of the doctors that came to the boxes a lot. And he brought his bride to Sally's house, Calhoun, and said, Miss Sally, I want you to teach her as much as you can. She does know what the word cook is. And I later knew her. She was a cute little old lady. She lived in Seneca when I met her.
Well, that was probably another
yeah.
one of the Doyle family, because
uh-huh.
I think those people stayed in Seneca, but Colonel Doyle and his wife lived facing the railroad tracks, sort of due south almost of Hal Boggs' house. What about the Chapmans? Do you remember them? Or the Barkers?
Yes, I remember the Barkers.
And tell us about them, if you will.
I don't know, except the Barkers I knew lived on Aunt Alice's place.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember fixing for them for Christmas and being so good to the tenants, you know, when they were sick and all the rock. They go down. I don't know whether that's the same a family, but I imagine it.
And where did they live in relation to her house?
Across the road, it would be now, in a nice-looking old house.
That is Mary Alice Cochran that you're referring to, and the Barkers living near her.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Miss Prince. What about Clint Taylor?
Clint Taylor?
Yes. Do you remember him?
I believe that's the one we called Cousin Bud, or his son. That's the same family. I remember that name.
Do you remember what he did or anything about him?
Mm-mm.
What about Dr. Hines, who was actually by that time from Seneca?
How do you spell it?
H-I-N-E-S.
Oh, yes, the Hines.
What do you remember about them?
Mm-hmm. I remember meeting some of the, oh, it was a big family. They were very nice people. And one of them, she had a son who was in the Episcopal Church. Well, they all were. But I meant he was a state. And it seems to me I met him at my home in Washington, and he would come there to visit.
One of the other names on here is Newton Cochran and his wife Belle. Do you remember them?
I don't remember anything about them, but I remember the names. Who was the other doctor we talked about before, Dr. Hines?
I didn't mention one. You may have earlier. One of the other sections of Calhoun was the black area, which was predominantly south of the railroad tracks. Do you remember anything about either the black area of Calhoun or the relationship between the white and black families of the town?
They were just got along very good and served all the people. All the people had help from down there. Didn't they call it Abel?
Yes, there's an Abel Church. Mm-hmm. Have you read Ben Robertson's Red Hills and Cotton?
Mm-hmm.
He talks about Abel several times. Did the black community in Calhoun seem any different to you than black communities anywhere else in the area?
Well, it was better to me.
More prosperous? What do you mean by better?
Well, it just seemed like you felt closer to them.
More personable?
Yes.
Did they seem economically any better off?
No, but they just seemed so faithful, so good. I knew some of the older ones.
Do you remember any of them still?
I remember that one of the maids that Sally had came up there to stay with her. And
you're talking about a maid she had at Calhoun who then came and stayed with her for a while in Pickens.
She was AJ's nurse maid.
What was her name?
And he loved her. Oh, mercy. I can't remember. Oh, I should remember her first name. I saw her. She was still living, and I can't remember.
Well, if you think later on,
they built her a little house in their backyard, and she stayed.
So she came here really and stayed.
Uh-huh.
Did she stay till her death, or?
I don't remember. I believe she went back down there in her old age.
She must have been either a single woman or a widow then.
I think she was a widow by that time.
Would her name, by any chance, one had know who was a widow at that time, be Mariah? I'm sure there must have been others, but I don't know the names of any of them.
Yes.
Did you ever go to Abel?
No. I was just trying to think how we stopped one time to hear them sing.
Just from outside the church.
Mm-hmm.
What struck you about the singing so much?
Beautiful. Just beautiful. And they always had something going on over there.
Very active.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it was the center of the black community. What about the white churches? Were you ever in any of them in Calhoun?
No, by that time, we'd go to Clemson.
That's what I mean, in Clemson. Mm-hmm. Did you go? Which one do you particularly remember from there?
All of them. Went to the Methodist, Episcopalian, and the Christian. I've been to all of
them. Did anything particular strike you about any of them at that time as being special or different or anything from other churches you were familiar with?
No, but there was just something about Pendleton and Calhoun that just you felt so endeared to them. It just felt like it was yours. I just always loved everything down there. And then I used to think that we'd live there someday. I thought A.J. would finally, we'd go down there and live. We planned to, but we didn't.
I understand at the churches at Clemson that all the cadets had to come and sit together in mass.
Oh, yes.
That must have been very impressive.
Painful.
For them?
Don't you know it was?
How long did services last?
Longer than they do now.
What time would the services start?
Just like they do now.
11 o'clock or thereabouts and last...
And I used to go down there to early church.
At the Episcopal Church or any of the others?
And at the college, sometimes they'd have special services and we'd go down. Well, I remember going and then stopping at Calhoun. They'd tell us to come there for breakfast.
I don't know if these were still happening by the time you were married and going to Calhoun and Clemson. Did you ever see any tent meetings there?
I've heard Ms. Boggs talk about them.
What did she have to say about them?
Oh, I think they thought they were wonderful. And they did out here, too, on out the road. Like we go the back way to Clemson.
How long would these tent meetings take place?
You know, now that's long if it's a week. I can remember 2 weeks.
Did you ever go to any of these services or be where you could hear them?
I used to go a lot.
To the ones, I guess, here in Pickens?
Mm-hmm.
Was there much?
It seemed like I went to one at Clemson, too, that was under a tent.
Did they have much music, or was it all just preaching?
No, they had lots of music.
Did they have a piano, or...
Mm-hmm. Or one of those little hand organs.